Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome to the live outdoor broadcast here at Jones Park, Mann Street, Survival Day Knockouts Reconciliation Carnival for National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live outdoor broadcast. Big shout out to the team, BBM 98.7 FM, and we go across the country thanks to the NERS National Radio Service. So Jan Armstrong catching with Deadly Mob here at the carnival, and like I said, this is the second year running for the Survival Day Knockouts Reconciliation Carnival. Big shout out to Noel Underwood, the organiser. We'll try and catch up with him very soon. But with that, we're going to catch up with Jan now with Cameron Winbank. Winbank, and brother, and he's with Rise. Yep. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Trevor. Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. It's a great day out here at the footy fields. Some
yes.
quality matches going on.
Yeah, fantastic. Great to be here. The heat is on, so all the mob there tuned in, you're out here on the grounds, drink plenty of water, have a lot of shade, of course, and let's look after ourselves. Tell us about Rise, brother.
Right, so Rise is a company that works in community facilitating job service providing.
Yes, yes.
But our program is the Indigenous Youth Coaches. It's the ISAP program, the Indigenous Skills and Employment Program. So we're targeting 15 to 25-year-olds who don't receive government supports,
okay.
like youth allowance, New Start, any of those sort of things. And we provide services to help them re-engage into schooling, get certificates. Mm. Ultimately, the goal is to get them into employment.
Sure.
And where we vary from other services like Max Employment and all those mob is that we follow you through your journey. Your journey is led your way. And even when you do find employment, we continue to follow your journey.
Sure.
We offer support. We have conflict resolution. We make sure that the right... The
hold their hands right all the way through on the journey, brother.
Yeah, basically guiding them.
Yes.
They lead it. We just go with them.
All right, fantastic. And that's, of course, male and females.
Male, female.
And we're talking about employment. So you become like, you're an employment agency, you could say.
Well, we look at ourselves as more youth coaches and mentors.
Okay, really beautiful. And coaching about life skills.
Exactly.
Life coaching.
So we do life coaching, life skills. Mm. We have a heavy influence within culture. So we work with elders within communities. We serve as Yarraba, Cairns, Mareeba, Karanda, Pomperow, Kawanyama. So
big footprint.
Big
so
footprint.
How long have you been part of Rise?
The program's been up and running for 6 months, and I've been with them for 6 months.
6 months.
Yep.
And the title of your job?
Indigenous Youth Coach.
Okay, beautiful. How many youth coaches do you have?
We have two on hand, so myself, the male. We have Hadassah Nicholson. She's our female youth coach.
Good.
We have an in-house job coach.
Yes.
In-house social worker, as well as our project coordinator, Tini Akaba, which you had a meeting with not that long ago.
Thank you. That's right. Correct. So with the foundation of setting these kids up to be in this position to be enrolled with you guys, so we're talking about helping them with resumes and getting them to interviews
yep.
and
resumes,
work ready.
Interviews, and work ready, getting your PPE ready, getting the courses to the degrees that you want to do.
Yes.
Basically all aspects of your employment pathway, even down to your grassroots of making sure that you're fed.
Sure, beautiful. So you help with accommodation?
Unfortunately, we can't help with accommodation, but we are tied into the services where we can
sure.
throw you to the appropriate pathways.
And then transport?
Transport, if it's during operational hours, we're there for you. We can pick you up for appointments. We can take you to meetings and interviews. We do it all.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. Look, it's a great concert. How long has Rise been running for?
Rise has been around for quite a few years, but
yes.
this program itself is
new.
Brand
6 new. Months. There
6 months
go.
In.
Fantastic. Great to see. And you have an office here in Cairns?
We do. We're on the corner of Edgar and Scott Street, opposite Totally Workwear.
Yep,
Indigenous
yep.
Youth Oasis.
Okay, lovely. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. And Scott Street. Yeah, fantastic. Have other offices in other towns, cities?
We do outreach at Yarraba, Mareeba and Karanda. So
okay.
Karanda and Mareeba, we're out on Wednesdays alternating.
Okay, right here, yep.
Yarraba, we're in every Thursday.
Yes.
And then we have offices in Pomperow and Kawanyama as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Fantastic. And where do you stem from, Cameron?
I'm on an interesting journey. I only found out about me being connected to the mob a few years ago at the spreading of my mother's ashes.
Okay,
and
brother.
Grandmother's ashes. But my mob
so
is...
So you're finding your ways then, brother?
Finding my ways. My mob are the Gubba Gubba people.
Yes.
Down in the Sunshine Coast region.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm still finding my way, reconnecting with everybody.
Beautiful. Well, enjoy that journey, my brother, and more power to you. Thank you for your yarn. A big shout out to Rise and the work that they're doing, brother.
Thank you, brother.
We'll talk soon, Cameron.
Thank you very much, Blake.
So beautiful yarn there. Cameron Windbank, his name is, and he's with Rise, helping our young ones get employment, life skills, and all the above. Fantastic opportunity. This is Trinity Trev for your daily program, National Talk Black, live here, outdoor broadcast, big shout out, BBM. Survival Day Knockouts, Reconciliation Carnival, the second year running. Fantastic, and organised by the man himself, Noel Underwood. We'll try and catch up with Noel very soon. But stay tuned to your daily outdoor broadcast with National Talk Black and that daily code BBM, of course, 98.7 FM via NERS, National News Radio Service, National Talk Black.
Six pretty girls on my mind.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black. We're here at Jones Park, Mann Street, for the Survival Day Knockout Reconciliation Football Carnival, All Blacks Football Carnival, and a big shout to all the Deadly organisers and the people involved. We've got a good crowd here at the moment. They have two fields playing, and the second year running inaugural year last year was fantastic, very deadly, so they're running it again. So a big shout out to Noel Underwood. Try and catch up with the brother who's the organiser of the carnival. We're going to catch up a yarn now. We have Stephen Grant, QPS, Queensland Police Service, First Nation Division. And we're going to have a yarn to him and talk about the work that he does and everything that's happening here at the carnival. Stephen, good morning. How are you, brother?
G'day, Trevor. How are you today?
Very good. Let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Steve?
Yeah, Trevor. I'm a proud Jitterbug boy from the Mission Beach, Tully, Cardinal Rainforest area, the wettest town in Australia, as you know.
Yeah, wettest town in Australia. There it is, brother. Now, QPS, you're a PLO.
Yep.
How long have you been in that seat?
20 years.
20 years, my brother.
Yes.
Fantastic. And you were with Edmonton Police, but you moved over to a new area, First Nations Division.
Yes.
In regarding recruitment, eh?
Yes. So I work under the Uncle Adrian there in Brisbane through our team here in Cairns with Alan Jules' team here in Cairns.
Okay, Uncle Adrian, that's Adrian Coolwell.
That's correct.
Big shout out to the brother. Yeah. He's down in Rockhampton, I believe. All Blacks Carnival down there.
That's correct. He texted me this morning saying it's 35 degrees there today, so I don't know what it is this morning. At 6
o'clock. There's a bit of breeze here. It's nice at the moment,
yeah.
But it has been hot.
Yes.
But we're saying to all our deadly mob here at the carnival, make sure you drink plenty of water and stay in the shade. Get all the marquees up and have the coolness happening.
Correct. So we've come up for the 3-day event. We're trying to recruit First Nations people with QPS.
Okay.
Whether it's through the PLO structure, the mainstream structure of young policing program that's going through Townsville. So
yep.
And it's good to have myself and Timmy Shepherd from Brisbane here.
Yes.
With Deadly Brother here up there from Brisbane. He's feeling the heat.
Yeah, he would be. He would be, brother. Take care, Timmy. Too deadly.
And so we're here for the 3-day event to hopefully encourage more young First Nations people to join our entity and career.
Career pathway, exactly.
So
fantastic, brother. I mean, you look at this deadly carnival, like Survival Day Knockout Reconciliation Carnival. We're coming up to Australia Day, yeah?
Yes.
Survival Day is what we First Nation people call it, yeah? Invasion Day.
Yep.
This is a nice gathering, and I think a good time of year to do it, you know?
Correct. The first carnival for the year.
Yes.
Hopefully there's another carnival coming in October in Gordie for the other Murray Carnival down there.
Yeah, that's right,
but
yes.
But this one to kick off here in Cairns. It's a beautiful day here, as we can...
A glorious day.
Glorious day, and the number of people here in attendance, even with the marquees around the field, looks quite well.
And the football itself, it's a vehicle, you know.
Right.
A lot of our mob love our football, love our rugby league, and it brings all us mob together.
That's
so we
exactly
have teams
right
here from Torres Strait, about 14 odd teams here,
yep,
performing at the carnival, and I'll just read some of them off here.
Sure.
We get the Kanju Mitpi, William Willie Dodd Memorial, Western Bears, Gawatho Kargul, Palm Island Barracudas United, Coastline Connections, East Coast Connections, Rocky Raiders, we were just talking about Rocky, Magan Warriors, Umbungi Bulldogs, Suramu Gladiators, Palm Island Barracudas. So there you go. And then we have the Colts draw as well for the, virtually that's the under 19 sides, Kupiam Umbungi Bulldogs, Kazai Kulka and Bakibana teams, Suramur Gladiators and Arab Black, Arab Yellow as well, Northern Chiefs. So that's the name of the Colts. So look, fantastic array of teams there from all different community mob. No girls running in this competition, but there are a lot of deadly sisters about.
That's
and
great.
Look, they love their football as well, and they start a kick on in regard to that space. And big shout out to NRL and AFL and even MBL and all the work that they're doing regarding female sports, because girls can do anything, my brother.
That's correct. You know, it's the thing. So, like I said, it's a great day here today, Trevor. You know.
And look, a big shout out for the sponsors for this carnival. Of course, Cairns Regional Council, the donors are Electrical Service, you have Intersport, Job Fine, MCK, it was Mossman Custom Kitchens, and a big thank you to all their deadly sponsors. And also Thank you to all our deadly referees and our ball boys. It is a team effort to run a carnival, but it's a good tool. So while the carnival's on, you're out there, QPS First Nation Division Man for Queensland Police. Stephen, you're out there recruiting or looking.
That is correct.
So how do you start a conversation when you catch up with mob saying, hey, brother, how are you, can I borrow 20? And listen, what are you doing with your life?
No, it starts off as a conversation as... what do you know about policing? You know, sure. You know, tell me a bit about it. Try and have that conversation to get he or she involved in the thing, and we'll go through the process of the applications and the program.
Sure.
The pathway into policing is currently running through Townsville.
Yes.
Currently, so the next round of applicants will be intated in October this year.
And look, it's a job opportunity, but a career pathway. I mean, you can go to start off as a an officer, if not a PLO,
that's
then
correct.
You can venture off into different departments, different areas.
That is correct, Toby, because like there's over 60 different agencies with the QPS right across Queensland.
Yes.
And one of those roles that we also roll through the First Nations Division with Uncle Adrian's help there is the Protective Services Officers across in First Nations communities up here. You know, there's we just come back from around in Townsville with Alan Dewis, and 10 applicants were successful at the time, and they've all gone back to their communities as Protective Services Officers.
Sure.
So they look after all the government buildings in their communities.
Okay, fantastic.
There's us one, and also like the PLO role as well.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people want to join the PLO first before maybe going into mainstream policing.
And then I was thinking about like the Torres Straits.
Sure.
Water police comes to mind, yep.
Correct.
So that's an opportunity.
So there is vacancies up there through the Torres Straits. Hopefully they'll be advertised very shortly. I think there's 18 to 20 vacancies available now.
Okay.
Across the Torres Strait area. We're just waiting ahead for that. And there's also other vacancies coming across other First Nations communities across Queensland anyway.
And as we said, male and females, and what ages?
Look, they can submit their applications to join mainstream at 17.
17.
So by the time that applications go through the process, they'll be 18 and going straight into that role.
So can a 24-year-old apply?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anyone can apply.
Yeah, right. Fantastic.
You know,
beautiful.
Like I said, it's a big pathway. It's a big pathway there. And like I said, over 60 different careers in the QPS across.
Well, you come with a bit of weight in regarding the work that you've done.
Yep.
I mean, 20 years service.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that's meat on the bone. You're speaking from the heart, here from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Well, that's right. Like joining back in 2004.
Yeah.
You know, going across the places like Yarrabah, up the Caranda, you know, working in places like that. It's a really wide open, working at Woodjill and things like that, down to Mergan and Cherbourg.
Beautiful.
And back here in downtown sunny Cairns.
Love it, brother. Love it. Fantastic. So you are a success. So, yes, we're looking for you, Daily Mob, out there to look at a career pathway, what have you. Quickly, with criminal background, criminal records and what have you.
Sure.
People may, did wrong when they were young, what have you.
Yep.
Made a mistake, boo-boo.
Yep.
Has a horsery bolted? Is the door shut? Or how's that work?
These days, our team in Brisbane, the betting team, looks at matters like that. But you've got to declare everything, whether it's a speeding...
Sure, all cards on the table.
Speeding ticket, things like that. Our team in Brisbane will look at it through our process and declare it. You know, you stole a lolly at Coles or something.
Back in 64. Yep.
We got all that information. But, like, everything, just declare everything. You know, it's clear as bell.
So don't let that little mishap happen like 10, 15 years ago. Deter you from even putting an application in.
Write it down.
Yep. Good, write it down.
Submit it, Trevor.
Stephen, good talking to you. With as always, big shout out, Adrian Coolwell down there representing First Nation Recruitment Officer down there at Rockhampton. And you're here representing up here Cairns at the Survival Day Knockouts Reconciliation Carnival. So,
big shout out to our team in Brisbane there who's listening.
Yes.
Renee Bond, Kelly Ryan, Nigel Foy, I spoke about the other day, a proud boy from Mission Beach is back into the team and part of his promotion as a senior sergeant. Excellent lad. And Inspector Brett Jenkins there working hard with the team. So deadly mob to work with.
Deadly mob to work with.
Alan Dewis.
And you get paid to watch a football carnival.
That is correct.
How's that, brother?
It's part of the...
Give me an application form. I'll have a job with you.
It's part of the application.
Part of the application, brother. Good talking with you. All
you
the best,
too.
Steve. You take care, right?
Thanks, Trevor.
To Daily. Trinity Trev here. Murray from the Curry. Your daily program, National Talk Black. We're doing an outdoor broadcast, live outdoor broadcast at Jones Park, Mann Street, for the Survival Day Knockouts Reconciliation Carnival for 2025. The second year running. And big shout to Noel Underwood and his deadly Medley team, his organisers. And here's a message going out to Survival Day Knockouts Reconciliation Carnival. Scam alert. Please be aware of fake profiles impersonating Survival Day Knockout Reconciliation Carnival. A reminder, we'll never send you a Facebook friend request. So we need to be careful in regard to online stuff as well, you know. That's very, very important. We are in the information age, 21st century, so let's lock our cars up, lock our house up, but we need to sort of, lock up our devices as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Delhi Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the Delhi Football Carnival, Survival Day Knockouts, Reconciliation Carnival here in Cairns at Jones Park Main Street. With National Talk Black, 2012, Murray from the Curry, coming live here on the outdoor broadcast. Big shout out to the BBM team, the crew. Thank you very much, NERS, going across the country, National News Radio Service, and we're catching up with Delhi Mob here having a yarn about this Delhi Carnival and about the work that they do and what we do as a group of people celebrating our Delhi Carnivals, using football as a tool. Survival Carnival. We're coming up to Australia Day. Yes, happy Australia Day. We still have a lot of controversy regarding that day when we're talking about Survival Day, when we're talking about Invasion Day, and but celebrate it how you feel you need to celebrate it. But Jan Upstrong here with your daily program, National Talk Black. With that, I'm going to catch up with Jan now with Job Fine, is the name of the company, Job Fine, and talk to Noel Tobias. Noel, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, my friend. Noel Tobias. Who's Noel Tobias? And where you stem from? And tell us your journey, my friend, and the job you do with Job Fine.
Well, my journey, I'm originally from Melbourne.
Okay.
Moved to Gippsland, down near Lake Tyres, for example, with the Indigenous people down there.
Yes.
And had the opportunity to move to Cairns and haven't looked back since.
How long have you been in Cairns then?
9 years now.
Well, saw the light, eh? Come
absolutely
north.
Absolutely.
So, Job Fine, what's your job you do at Job Fine?
Well, Job Fine, we have a Workforce Australia contract, which is transition to work. That's 15 to 24-year-olds not engaged at school.
Yes.
Hence, we're supporting this carnival today with sponsoring and also one of the under-19 Yarrabah teams, Pukibunna.
Okay.
Pukibunna, I think they call it.
Pukibunna, yes.
Yep. And we actually work with those youth to actually work to get into employment for their long, for their careers down the track.
All different industries, Noel?
Yeah, all different industries. I work with a lot. I'm the employment engagement officer, so I speak to a lot of employers.
Yes.
I've got a range from hospitality through to the shipyards to out to the airport to up on the tablelands. Work over in Yarrabah also. So, so it's my goal is actually to get the participants into employment.
And we're talking about these participants' ages and male and females?
Male and female, yep. 15 to 24.
15 to 24, yes, yeah, you mentioned, yep.
They don't have to be on Centrelink.
Okay.
They can actually come and direct register with us because a lot of the youth nowadays are still living at home and mum and dad can't, they don't qualify for Centrelink benefits, so they can actually come and sign up with us.
Okay, so you've got that coin coming in.
Yeah.
So you help them get work ready, job ready.
Absolutely.
Helping with the interviews, appearance-wise, dress code, all that
absolutely
sort of stuff.
Absolutely, we assist with interview clothing, we assist with PPE if they're starting an employment.
Yes.
We assist with uniforms, we assist with transport, on it goes. So basically, anything involved in employment or education, we'll assist them to actually complete that education or that employment.
Fantastic. So how many in your team to help this happen?
I think we've got about 9 in the team at the moment.
Sure. And office here in Cairns?
Office in Cairns. We're also in Smithfield, Yarrabah, Atherton, Mareeba and Innisfail.
Okay, right.
I'm the only person that does my role, so most of them are actually youth mentors. So they work one-on-one with a caseload of participants.
Sure.
Move them forward with their careers.
Helping with resumes, all that sort of
absolutely
stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And help them in regard to the interview process?
Yeah, we do. I actually do a interview session with every Tuesday with participants, so I get them in.
Because that's pretty daunting, no matter who you are and how old you are or where you come from, whether you've got hair or you've got no hair. It's very daunting.
Absolutely. But what I generally do is I get them to interview me first, so they're the interviewer. And my answers will be absolutely terrible. And then I say to them, would you employ me? And they say no. And I said, well, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Do it another way. And then I said, would you employ me? And they go, yes, we would. And I said, okay, so that's how you do. So I make them be the interviewer first.
Yes.
And then turn it around. So I'm then interviewing them. And hopefully they get a lot out of that.
How long have you been in your role, Noel?
Nearly 25 years.
Actually. 25 years. Mm. There you go. Experience. Meat on the bone there, brother. Mm. So it's fantastic. Look, it's an opportunity. And I'm talking about the gratitude good feeling that you have when you see a participant successful in their role and then in the job. And then 3 years later, they're still in that job and they're climbing up the ladder. I mean,
absolutely. I've got for example, I go down to country Victoria where I've moved up from, see my family and so forth, and there's still a participant at the local takeaway store down there that I placed there 18 years ago and is now the assistant manager.
Oh, assistant manager, so, there you go.
Yeah, a lot of people say to me they can't do my job because a lot of people don't want to work, of course, but I just have a big smile on my face when I have success, when I've actually helped somebody into employment and see how a job actually changes them, because a job's not actually just a job, it's livelihood.
Livelihood, so yeah, people. Sure. And look, it's a financial vehicle, but it's also about a passion as well. If you're doing something you love and you're paid to do it, it's the best job in the world.
Absolutely.
So matching the participant to the job, so that's very important. But where you start out in the marketplace don't mean you have to stay there either, no.
No, I've seen a lot of people over the time change their careers.
Yes.
And move into different areas. But the other thing I do too quite often is I can match a participant with an employer, maybe not the industry they want to work in, but
sure.
support more that I can see that person getting on well with the employer.
Yes.
And fitting in with them, and then it's like, and that's a match made in heaven when that happens.
Exactly. Noel, yeah. You're dealing with a lot of our mob regarding employment, what have you. Your conversation with so-called companies and businesses out there, they've got to be Indigenous friendly and open-minded as well to make successful pathway for both parties. Yes.
There's still a lot around, you know, not many that sort of, you know, have a negative idea
yes.
about it. But I'm finding over, like I said, 25 years, I'm finding over that period of time, it's a lot more people are looking at it, saying that First Nations people are ones to employ.
Mm.
Especially on the railways, for example,
yep.
because it's hot and it's outside, and a lot of those people in the rail industry sit there and go, well, Indigenous people can handle
being outdoors,
yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like anything. People fit into different roles.
Sure. But even if you start working outdoors, you could be working in reservations with railway five years down the track, what have you, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Working an office job or sales yep. and marketing or whatever. There's different yeah. departments and different companies, isn't there?
And even working on the mines, like I've had a lot of experience up at the mines at Weipa where the people actually sit there and go, I want to work in one of those machines because it's actually got air conditioning in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a plant operator.
So then they sit there and go, okay, I'll get my dozer ticket, I'll get this ticket,
yeah,
so then I
gotcha.
Can actually work inside. So
there you go.
There is progress there in the careers in any sort of industry, so yeah.
Well, the old saying, yeah, to have what you haven't got, you've got to do what you haven't done, you know, and everything that we want in life is outside our comfort zone. So you've got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable.
Absolutely.
Noel, you know?
Absolutely.
Go a mile, see a mile.
I say that to a lot of the participants.
Yes.
I said, yeah, you don't want to do that because it's not in your comfort zone, do you? And they say, yes. And I said, well, you've got to get out of the
uncomfortable.
And make it your comfort zone.
Sure, exactly.
And I give them examples, for example, what I'm doing right now. 20 years ago, I would have said, no way, no, am I getting on the radio.
I'll talk about, oh,
yeah,
thank
I,
you.
I'd rather die, you know.
Yeah, gotcha, sort of public speaking.
So then I looked at it, went, you got to do some public speaking, so I put it in my comfort zone, if you know.
Yeah.
I give that example to some of the kids as well. I sit there and go, well, you need to work on that so it becomes in your comfort
exactly.
zone.
Exactly, that's fantastic. Well, love your vision, love working with the mob there. So while you're here, and you're one of the major sponsors for this Delhi Football Carnival, Survival Day Knockout Reconciliation Carnival, your eyes and ears open, talking to different mob, looking at, are you looking for work? Come and talk to us. We can
Absolutely.
Set you up.
Yep, we've got the table there right near the canteen.
Yes.
We're going to have staff there all weekend.
Good.
So we can actually advise the people what we do and how to get into the program.
Beautiful.
And get them into our program so we can help them.
Well, big shout out to JobFind. Thank you very much for your yarn, Noel Tobias. Big shout out to your team. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's get our mob employed. Let's get them in careers, and let's get them in houses and chasing their goals and dreams and having their cars and living a life.
Yeah, and the boat.
And the boat. Yeah, have the boat. Got to go fishing. Exactly, Noel. Yeah. Good talking to you. Thank you
very
much, brother.
All
the best. There it is, Noel Tobias with JobFind. And look, searching for a mob who are looking for work, come and see the guys at JobFind. Noel Tobias will guide you, direct you. A very deadly team effort. That's what it's all about. And you're tuned into National Talk Black with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. Outdoor broadcast here at Jones Park, Mann Street for the Survival Day Knockout Reconciliation Carnival 2025, second year running. And look, we're going right through to 12 noon midday for the National Talk Black program, of course, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Midday, and we are doing the outdoor broadcast. But we're here for the day, and then we'll be dropping in with our team for the weekend. Looking at the game, they're playing on field one here at the moment. Palmville and Barracudas up against Coastline Connections, and Coastline Connections are leading the way 16.8 at the moment. Look, it's beautiful to see this the greatest game of all, rugby league, happening here in Cairns before the actual season starts for local football here in Cairns, as well as the NRL. We've got the Las Vegas tournament happening very soon for the kickoff. That's about March, but Jan Upstrong here on your daily program, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Don't touch that dial. BBM 98.7 FM.
No more boomerang. No more.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry coming live for this Deadly Football Carnival Survival Day Knockout Reconciliation Carnival, second year running. Of course, inaugural year was last year. It was fantastic. So running again, look, good timing. We are talking about the Australian Day and looking at the Guardian. The news here states the Australian Day conversation is boring, but 26 January marks an incredible history of Indigenous resistance. Changing the this is Celeste Little. Changing the date has little to do with why we march on 26 January. In taking to the streets, we honour those who kept the fires of resisting burning before us. And the hullabaloo around Australia Day started early this year. It was barely the beginning of December 24 when Outcome Columns and Sky News Australia video clips were raging about the chain of pubs apparently banning Australia Day celebrations. Never mind that these establishments did nothing of the sort. They simply stated that they were not going to be holding Australia Day events themselves. There was never any indication they intended on turning away flag-wearing fools from sinking a lager. What followed was predictable. Woolworths said it would be reinstating flag merchandise to distract us all from the fact that, along with Coles, they are currently under fire for price gouging during a cost of living crisis. Alternative Prime Minister Peter Dutton has seized the opportunity to build popularity in an election year by making statements that hark back to the good old days of John Howard's nationalistic cultural wars. Federal Labor has been, well, hopeless. Their only real vision for Indigenous rights appears to have been their failed voice referendum. And when it boils down to it, Labor just wish to retain power. White polls show. This is all from The Guardian. They are losing popularity rather than inspiring an electorate with real vision. Then there was Conservative think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, releasing their polling results that stated folks did not want to change the date of Australia Day. Never mind that this is not why people march on 26 January. Down in Victoria, the state Labor government has not done much better. Granted, some incredible vision has come out of the First People's Assembly, which is negotiating a treaty with the state government and the Yuruk Justice Commission. But the Premier, Jacinda Allen, has also moved to squash democracy by instituting anti-protest laws that her predecessor, Dan Andrews, a man who adored increasing policing powers, would be proud of. In doing so, Allen criticised those standing against the genocide of Palestinians by pretending it's some far away problem our own country has not continuously assisted in facilitating. Her new laws also send a message to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander protesters and any other groups that participate in demonstrations along the lines of, we need to keep these noisy minorities off the street. Their problems are inconvenient. So, look, there was Australian Day conversation is boring. The arguments have been made time and time again, including by myself and by Nathaniel Byers, Celeste. Yet as another year rolls around, we hit with a predictable pattern. So there it is, news there regarding National Australia Day, Survival Day, Invasion Day. all the above. Here in Cairns, we're here at the Survival Day Knockout Reconciliation Carnival. But celebrate it how you must, how you feel. That's what it's all about, your daily program here, National Talk Black. Stay tuned. Yarnup here with Deadly Mob here at the Survival Day Knockouts Reconciliation Football Carnival 2025. Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, thank you to BBM, thank you to NERS, National News Radio Service.
We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the mother off us, they shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the mother off us, they shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. I got you shot like a big B-baller. I let it drop, I grew 6 feet taller. Got two sons and I'm pregnant with my daughter. I make it rain, my name come like water. Ooh, I got that big girl flex. Showing you who about to pop off next. Ooh, about to get them big girl checks. I got every black fella breaking their necks. I let it drip, drip, drip like a raindrop. This is real Aboriginal hip-hop. Don't stop, let's get it, make the belly pop. Turn around, break it down, do the helicopter. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. Look here, lie, she thinks she deadly. If I know I am, been doing this shit since you was in the pram. I'm an old school G, better call me ma'am. Haters gonna hate no matter what you do. Haters gonna make a better version of you. Best to knock it at the park with the whole damn crew. And guess what? Haters have no damn clue. When you give me the mic, I make it hype like a fight night. I'm the kind of type who'll be busting on your windpipe. I don't give a fuck if you black or you white. I run them up, flow tight, spitting bars like any, mini, miny, mo. Which one am I gonna flow? Busting at your stereo, riding like a rodeo. Banging on the beats, got the streets all hypo. Claiming my title, now watch me go viral. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. We making them big moves, baby. And I don't give a fuck if you hate me. Let the motherfucker stay shady. I'm a boss, I'm an OG lady. I got that OG flavor with a little bit of spice. Just like a black fella curry and rice. I'm taking a chance and I'm rolling the dice. I'm married to the game, yeah, I'm hip-hop's wife. Best of the best, all the titters on the come up. Doing a slam dunk with the mad fucking run up. Come get a taste, cause we on another level. Strapped down, full speed on the pedal.
DJ Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast, National Talk Black, Survival Day Knockouts Reconciliation Carnival here at Jones Park, Mann Street, second year running. Fantastic, beautiful day. Early games, only about four games underway. Kicked off about 8 a.m. and it's going right through till 6 o'clock tonight. So, and it's a three-day carnival, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, the public holiday regarding Australia Day, Invasion Day, and whatever you want to call it. Celebrate it how you see fit, your mob. Stay strong. And we are still here, always was, always will be. And Yarn Up Strong here with your daily program, National Talk Black. But Trinity Trev, going to sign off your mob. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning soon. Big shout out to NERS. Thank you for your support there. And also BBM crew. Trinity Trev signing off to Deadly. Thank you.
Living another lie, Please won't you hold me tight? No more lonely nights. Lord, whisper your name in my ear.
The spirits arose from earth.